more. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Silver Creek Rockin' Brew Fest at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo. Sunday, October 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Taste beers from the best local breweries while rocking out to the hottest tribute bands. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Rockin' Brew Fest, October 27th at Silver Creek Event Center at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo. Your entertainment escape.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins for Sport Clips, where I get my hair cut because I love the MVP experience with a massaging shampoo, the relaxing scalp massage, and the legendary hot themed towel. But I also love the convenience. You get the Guy Smart stylist, no appointment needed, walk-ins are welcome, they're open 7 days a week, and your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in. Whatever the cut, now there's a shortcut. So head on out to Sport Clips, you choose the cut, they cut the weight.
How do you know if you're not the world's best driver? Well, there are wives.
Slow down, honey.
There are husbands.
Easy on the brakes.
And there are father-in-laws.
You're a terrible driver.
Fact is, 94% of us think we're good drivers. DriveWise from Allstate lets you prove it with feedback to help you drive safer, giving you the power to actually lower your cost. Now that you know the truth, are you in good hands?
Download the Allstate app to get DriveWise and save up to 20%. DriveWise optional, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for the great clip of the week. Let's listen to a great clip from last week on Cubs Radio.
Oh, and Bryant drives one in the air, deep left field. Back is Reyes to the wall. Gone! Chris Bryant, a three-run homer. Cubs lead 3-0.
The great clip of the week is sponsored by Great Clips. Great haircuts. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Which Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Well, that was it. They were all very good, but that was the great one. There were what? How many? 14 homers in 3 days?
That's 47 runs. Historic weekend for the Cubs.
Yeah. Bears. A lot more runs than the Bears scored points.
Sure could use some of that offense. You know, we talked so much about this game in the previous 3 hours and 40 minutes or so. You know, the Bears, they go to Colorado. They find a kicker. Still looking for more out of their quarterback. That seems to be the theme, and that'll be the thing that hammered in the rest of today and actually this week. But I think there are a couple other things that kind of stood out, Mully. I think when you look at David Montgomery, 18 carries, you know, and having a pretty efficient day.
Really?
Scoring his first NFL touchdown. Efficient might be the wrong word. Effective. I like the way that they used him. I like the fact that they used him more than just in a, you know, 6 to 8 carries. 18 times says they committed to the run.
3.4 yards per carry.
Not enough.
He had one good inside run where he spun and he did some good things. But for the most part, I mean, he was kind of stuffed. Let's be honest about it, right? I mean, you had 17 carries for 50 yards. That's not quite what you were hoping for when you traded up for him. Now, I don't think it's his fault. They don't have a fullback. They don't have an inside run game. They're handing the ball inside to Tariq Cohen, too. I just don't know. I don't know quite. It's nice to see him run the ball.
Nice to see the commitment to the run.
It's nice to see balance in their offense.
Okay.
But it's not nice to see them off schedule. And I felt they were off schedule.
They
had one great run, which was the Cordero Patterson run, and more of that, please. And other than that, I thought their running game was kind of stalled a little bit.
It was stalled. You're looking for little things though to maybe that are positives. And one of those little things is that the commitment to the running game was there. Then it wasn't there in week one. So I think you look at that, and Montgomery had a big reason for that. Now what you said about the fullback is interesting because it gets to my second point. Olin talked about the Bears kind of reconfiguring on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
And those aren't his words, those are mine. But this metamorphosis that I think you're going to gradually see about as the Bears maybe identify themselves as more of a running team than they are this wide open passing game because of their limitations downfield with their quarterback. He talked about signing a fullback. When you look at the roster construction and you look at the active day, who was active on game day, Sherrick McManus was a scratch. That surprised me because that is a guy who on special teams has always been a difference maker. Yep. I'm not aware that it was injury related. I don't think that it was. But as they kind of look at their bottom half of the roster, bottom end of the roster, and they consider things like a fullback or another tight end, as they signed last week, are guys like Sherrick McManus in danger of, you know, holding on to their roster spots?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I thought that they used Patterson as their special teams ace. They had him doing more coverage stuff than I've seen him do.
Then you'd
before.
Want him to, too.
Well, it's a roster spot, so you want to take advantage
He's
of it.
He's an explosive runner, though. Here, can you really, you know, you want him chasing punts?
Here's what bothered me, though, David. Okay. You had eight different players catch passes in the game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, Robinson with the four catches for 41 yards, that's your leading receiver in the game. Four catches, 41 yards. Now he makes the big reception at the end of the game to win the game. So that's huge, and God bless him. But next up, three catches for Shaheen, two catches for Broniker, two catches for Tariq Cohen. He was targeted five times, but yet two catches for 7 yards, two catches for Trey Burton, two catches for 5 yards from Trey Burton. I thought we were told that once he came back, everything worked. The offense worked.
Did he look like he was 100% to you?
No, okay. No. But Taylor Gabriel had a catch. Montgomery had a catch. Anthony Miller, one catch for 2 yards.
And that was a swing pass.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That it's frustrating to see these yard totals and the number of catches for some of these guys. It's just frustrating to look at it when you're not getting the ball. You had one play.
You're unable to push the ball downfield, though.
Yes. Well, that's my point.
Either receivers aren't getting open or you're not calling plays that, you know, where Mitch is looking downfield and checking off, you know, his first receiver to his second receiver and challenging defensive backs in a way that they feel threatened. Right now, whenever Mitch drops back, you almost instinctively expect something bad to happen or something wrong to happen.
The game plan was designed, and this is a shocking thing when you think about the new coordinator, the play caller, the second year, and the 2.0 offense. The game plan was designed to not make errors that would lose the game. It wasn't designed to actually make positive plays. It felt like it was, don't make mistakes.
Say that again, because that is where you are as a Bears offense. That is where you are if you're watching as a Bears fan. Say that again.
Basically, what I'm saying is limit deficiencies. Don't try to play to strengths. That's what the game plan was designed to do. No, it's classic game manager game plan.
Don't get us beat.
You can't be the one who beats us. So we're not going to let you be the one who beats us.
First, do no harm.
But David, that is not the kind of faith that you would expect in a guy in his second year in the system, third year in the league.
Got to get over that. I mean, really, I think people have to get over that because everything that we talk about in the context of Trubisky gets back to that, what you gave up for him on draft night.
Oh, I'm not talking about what he gave up.
His position in the league is not where it needs to be.
But his position
in the league is he needs to be a middle-of-the-pack guy.
That's it.
He's not there yet.
But you don't. You had a game plan. Don't hurt us.
Right.
Don't hurt.
Right.
Our defense can win. Just don't hurt us. If you're going to do that, then Olin's right. Get a fullback and pound the ball, and you'll get more out of your running game than one play.
And if you think that we're being critical on the quarterback, and if you think that we have no confidence or showing little confidence in Mitch Trubisky, it's only because we're following Matt Nagy's lead. Because yesterday what Matt Nagy did in this game plan was tell you that he doesn't trust Mitch Trubisky to win him a game on the road.
No question about it. 312-644-6767. Let's try Mike. Mike is on the road. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Listen, I was wondering if you could confirm this. Was that the Trent Dilfer offense I saw yesterday?
Wow.
From our innovative coach?
You didn't like that?
Wow.
Trent Dilfer's got a Super Bowl ring. Just asking.
Well, if we're going to get one, I think you got to do it the same way, I believe.
Holy cow. Okay. Then sign the fullback.
How many other teams would Mitch be starting on in the NFL right now?
It's a good question. I think that you have to look at probably, Kevin, the way that he's played this year. He's not in the top half of the league, certainly. He's not in the top 20 in the league, certainly. He's a bottom 10 quarterback right now.
Definitely Miami.
I was going to say besides Miami. I swear to God.
That was a joke. Leave the kid alone. Mark is in Barrington. Hey, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. I think my biggest concern is, like we were just talking about, is it was hard yesterday to figure out if Matt Nagy's having a bad game with play calls. You know, RPOs into the back of the offensive line over and over and over again. No stretch runs, no counters outside of that nice play to Patterson, but really nothing innovative, no swing passes. I mean, how many times do we get burned by Lindsay in the flats getting a swing pass? And we weren't doing any of those sort of things. And is that because Nagy's just having an off year so far calling plays, or do we just not trust Trubisky to make those throws, make those calls, and do that? And that's what's frustrating right now.
Fair enough. It is frustrating. I don't know that they ever challenged the Broncos downfield enough to where they would respect the possibility of getting beat deep. You know, that wasn't, and plus you give Vic Fangio credit, that and at Donatel, that defense was ready for the Bears, and that may have contributed as well to why Mitch looked a little bit tentative.
Where's the weakness of that defense? That defense has two good pass rushers, and they got one guy that can cover, and Chris Harris. They had him going from side to side on Allen Robinson, and the Bears' response was to throw to the tight end? Throw inside? I mean, I don't know.
Well, their tight ends were more active in the passing game than maybe you anticipated, certainly because all three of them had catches. But you have to have – no, I think that they tried to counter him. Taylor Gabriel was over – was he missed him.
Yes.
He was open.
But
Tariq Cohen was open, but he missed him.
But the point is that you know, their game plan was to create an edge, leave Mitch in the pocket. This is what we've seen in 2 weeks, by the way, and make him beat you throwing the
make
ball.
Make him play quarterback.
As a pocket passer.
Thank you, Tremone Williams.
That's exactly
make
right.
Make him play quarterback. That's the book on Mitch Trubisky.
That's it. That's two games running. Well, so what does that tell you?
Game three, I'd like to see him play quarterback.
Well, maybe against that defense he can play a little more quarterback.
On Monday Night Football.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice because otherwise, I don't know how you felt coming out of that Thursday game. But, you know, and that's another thing we haven't talked about. You know, that team had a short week, Denver. The Bears had a lot of time and a weekend off and time to recover. And this is really where you're at.
I think the altitude factor probably negated any advantage the Bears might have had from the short week. It just did. I'm not making excuses for them.
No, I'm not arguing.
It's a real factor, and you saw it.
Let's try Alfonso. He's in Chicago. Good morning, Alfonso.
Hey, Alfonso.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Just had a question, an observation. Is it only me, or does Mitch Trubisky not go through his progressions and locks in on his primary receiver? It's giving the defense an edge to know exactly where he's going with the ball.
That's probably why they want to keep him in the pocket as a passer.
Well, that is...
it seems like it.
The tendency, and yeah. If he has a bad habit that is noticeable to the untrained eye, and certainly to the trained eye, it's that he does have a tendency to lock in on his primary receiver, and his inability to come off of that and to maybe even use his eyes to free guys open. And you can do that. The great ones do that. They can use their eyes to freeze a defender, to wait for another guy to clear, and then to deliver the ball where it needs to be.
Stepped
He's not there
up
yet.
On 4th and 15, made a great play at the end of the game.
He did. And to credit.
And was smart enough to call the timeout. He was right there next to the official. There was no hesitation. They put a second back on the clock, and you kicked the field goal to win the game.
And the Bears were well prepared for that moment because they talked about that specific situation, 31 seconds, just like the Saints did.
Yep.
They talked about it Saturday night. They executed it on Sunday. He made one big play. He's got to make more.
David's on the road. Good morning, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I'm no psychologist, but I have some observations I want to share about where I think Mitch Trubisky is.
Are they psychological observations?
Well, sort of. Okay. Sports psychology. I've played enough sports, watched it over the years. I kind of know, and maybe you guys agree, that there's a certain swag that guys have if they've experienced winning before. If they've had championship trophies that they've been able to hoist, there's a certain thing
you know how to win. And I don't know if Trubisky's ever won anything. I don't know what his high school record is, but he didn't do much in college, and he certainly hadn't done anything in pros. And my kind of observation is most of the guys, Peyton Manning, you know, some of the greats, they suffered a little bit early, but that winning swag shows up in the games. And now Trubisky, every now and then, he'll show it, but it looks like he's trying to please the coaches more than he is going back to that what it takes to be a champion that's inside you. Like he's got a little voice saying, you don't belong at this level, buddy, and you better do what the coaches say.
Thank you, David. Well, thank you. So basically, David's not a psychologist. He got that out early, but he believes Mitch has loser written all over.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Is that what he said?
I think actually the intangibles, as we have said before, are Mitch Trubisky's strengths at this point of his career. I think he definitely is a guy that is a good teammate,
yeah,
pretty good leader, and he is a heads-up player to the point where yesterday when they needed to signal timeout, he anticipated that as well. Intangibles are off the charts. He's got to bring up the other measurables to the point where
he's got to learn to play quarterback.
He needs to play quarterback so he's not a liability.
But, I mean, intangibles, making that play at the end of a game, that's a good thing. That's a good sign. Making a play at the end of – making it, having a series at the end of the pitch, or the Philadelphia game in the playoffs, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So there's some good signs. It's just they're very small and very
– they're positives. And as he pointed out yesterday, as well as Matt Nagy, you'd much rather come out of yesterday with a victory, being able to look at what you didn't do rather than a loss, because then it would be, boy, the sky's falling in Chicago today. And it's not.
No, the sky is actually very dense with fog.
Don't talk about the fog that way.
Fog comes on little cat feet.
It is pretty weird outside, isn't it? Kind of eerie.
Sits looking over harbor and city on silent haunches, and then moves on.
I guess. Okay.
It's Carl Sandburg, man.
Poetic.
He's our guy. Speaking of our guy, Dan Bernstein is here. Connor McKnight is here. We'll bring them in next and do a little something we like to call transition.
Can't wait.
Mully and Haw on the score.
This hour brought to you by Santana Energy Services. Visit SantanaEnergyServices.com.
The Bears win. They beat the Broncos in Denver, and the record now at 1-1. That feels a little better. Connor McKnight here from the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon. Keep it here. We'll recap the victory and take a look at the next matchup. Another road game against Washington. Let's talk about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's game on at your local Chevy dealer. Get over $4,500 below MSRP on a 2019 Chevy Equinox Premier. Plus, current GM owners get an additional $1,000 cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at CBDistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at CBDistillery.com.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
That feeling when things just fall into place? EasyCater.com gives you that for business catering. Find a reliable local restaurant and order online. EasyCater is there when you need them. Life's a little easier now because when you need food for work, you go to EasyCater.com.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. Wet leaves, shorter days, wandering deer. You might need to hit the brakes at any second. Fall is a dangerous driving season, and it's my job to keep you safe. So come in and let one of our ASE-certified pros inspect your brake system.
Now through September 29th, save up to $120 on Wagner Premium Brake Services that includes a lifetime part replacement warranty. Schedule your appointment at PepBoys.com now. Save up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit a local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Norwegian Cruise Line brings you the sea, the sun, and now the sky. Introducing our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Enjoy free airfare to your cruise and start feeling free from the moment you leave home. Amazing destinations are now just a free flight away.